Hello, and welcome back to the next episode of Main Character with me, your host, Andrea Marie Tita. Today, I'm so excited. I am joined by Alexis Andra. She is the owner and founder of Shift Creative and the podcast host of Shift Happens. Alexis, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yay. I'm so excited. I was saying before we started recording that I stumbled upon Alexis on social media, and I've just been loving your content and everything that you've been putting out there. So thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yay. I would love if we could kick off a little bit about where you're from, where you're based now, and a little bit about how the Shift Creative started and all of that.
I live in Riverside, California. So it's about 45 minutes from Orange County. And I grew up in Las Vegas. I kind of grew up in the casino life with my family. And then we moved to California at the end of my junior high. And then I actually went to school for counseling. I thought I was going to be a counselor. I always had a passion for really just turning pain into purpose. And I did end up going to school for counseling and got my degree. And then when I got married and had my daughter, my company just happened out of a hobby. Like I didn't want to go back to school for counseling. So my friends were like, "You're so creative. You should start a blog." This is when blogs were in.
Wow. And
I was never a big blog girl. I didn't follow blogs, never read blogs. And I was like, are people actually going to look at this blog? But oh, well, let's just put something up. And I had a graphic designer friend, called her up, said, "Hey, I need a logo."
Yeah.
She's like, "What's the name going to be?" And I had come up with the Shift Creative. And that was a website. It had a blog portion, but it was a website. And I would upload fashion, DIY, interiors. It was just like a modge podge of like everything. And then it fast forward 11 years, over 11 years later, it's the company that is today, which is we are a creative studio. We have worked with numerous brands building sets. So anything Instagram worthy, from just backdrops to expos to stages. We've worked with, you know, big brands like Disney and Puma, and been featured in Martha Stewart and all of these great things. And it has just taken on a life of its own. Now we do branding, so your brand identity, your logos, and as well as brand campaigns where it's the photo video component. So that is the very, you know, short version of what my past into today looks like.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, I have a million questions for you just from that. You made me think of, do you follow Gwyneth Paltrow, Goop, and all that?
Yeah, I actually did her ingredient styling for when Goop first launched. I got brought in as a product stylist for Goop for their website. So I got to style all their ingredients in their skincare line. And then that was on their website when it first launched.
That's so cool. But so
I had no idea what I was doing too. I just got brought in by that same graphic designer that did my logo. She was like one of the main creative directors on that shoot, and she brought me in to do the product styling.
Oh my God. That's so cool in and of itself. And it made me think of too, because I think hers started, I'm paraphrasing, but I think she started similarly. Like she was just passionate about sharing with other women and blog posts and all of that. And it's amazing.
Into what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. What it can turn into. Did you, because I feel like this will be really interesting for people listening. It sounds like, and I won't put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you are the type of person that even if you didn't do something before, like you were kind of like, I can figure this out. Like I can do this.
That's definitely something. If someone's like, what's something about you, you know, that, I don't know, either you like about, that you, something that you like about yourself, or just something that you feel like is like a strength. And I think it is, if I don't know how to do it, I'll figure it out. Even if that means tapping someone else on the shoulder,
yeah,
you know, getting advice or wisdom, or Googling it or whatever it is, I will figure it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's one of the things, like, sometimes you let like fear hold you back because you're like, oh, I haven't, like the podcast, for example, like I'm thinking of this, like it took me so long just to launch it because I was like, I've never been on a radio station or like interviewed anyone, or, you know, it's not like I have a background in communications, but I will say, like, once you just dive in and start doing it, like, you either sink or swim. So you kind of just figure it out. And I think to your point, like, it is a strength in that you build like this trust within yourself, because
exactly.
Yeah. It sounds like you were like, okay, I'm going to take this job with this huge brand, Goop. And like, I haven't done this before, but I know, like, based on everything else I've done, I can do it.
Exactly. And it is intimidating. I was like, so intimidated. Like, she wasn't there. Gwyneth wasn't there. Her assistant was.
Yeah.
It was still like,
oh yeah.
It was still, I was like sweating.
Oh yeah.
You just make it work.
Yeah. And then it like leads you to the next thing and being like, oh, if I can tackle that, I can tackle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. I know you had a podcast previously and then you launched, I think it was a couple months back.
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah. This year I launched Shift Happens. Before I had a podcast a while ago. Like, was it before COVID? I think it was even before COVID, and it was called It's Not What It Seems.
Mm.
It had a very similar premise, but I did change the name and I started new and I, you know, all the things.
Yeah. What inspired you? Because I'm just curious, like, I'm always curious. What inspired you to launch it like right now at this stage? And I know it's your mission is pain into purpose. Like, what kind of was your driving force to do it? Yeah.
I had the podcast before and I loved it, but that was before like Instagram Reels. Instagram Reels were not a thing when I started my podcast, and I was doing all my editing and everything by myself, like all the videos and all of, I mean, like literally every single thing. And so it was so much that I had to like stop it because I had a whole business and a family. So
yeah, of course. Yeah.
But now it felt like the right time because I started kind of going back to my roots of counseling. I talked about how I went to school for counseling and then I ended up choosing the creative route. And while I still do the creative route, right, I started realizing my passion is to help other women walk in their purpose, own their story, share their story. Yeah. And so I made it my goal this year to launch my podcast. And it was very intentional. I called it Shift Happens, a play on my company, which is called The Shift Creative, a play on words, right?
Yep.
But it really means that the shift does happen when the bad stuff in life does occur. So it's the way that you view your pain. It's the lens. It's your perspective in which you say, okay, this has happened to me in my life, but how can I find the gold in it? How can I find the gold in the ashes and the dirt, right? And so it was just time for me to kind of go back to the beginning and utilize my gifts that I learned in school, my life experience, as well as my creative abilities.
Yeah.
Really make this podcast what it was, make my podcast what it is now.
Yeah. You definitely made me think of something I can relate to that, because I think I've shared this on here before, but I failed the bar when I first took it. And I look back now and I'm like, I'm so glad it happened. Like, I'm so glad I went through that. And like, my family kind of thinks I'm crazy. They're like, I would have been nice if you passed sooner. But like, you know, it made me. And I'm sure like the people that you talk to and in your life, like, it makes us who we are. And having those difficult times, of course, it's awful when bad things happen, but you're kind of forced to like see what you're made of, like dig deep and like find the beauty in it. So I love that. I think a lot of people can relate to that. Like, it's not easy initially, but.
Absolutely.
And how old's your daughter? I know you mentioned your daughter.
Yeah, my daughter's turning 12, July 10th. And then my son, I have a son, Sullivan, he's just turned 8.
Oh.
So Sullivan's 8 and Sophia is going to be 12.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I have a lot of girlfriends too, and a lot of listeners that are moms. Like, I feel like it's awesome for them to hear, like, how do you balance it all? Because you're doing all of these things. You're still, you know, prioritizing yourself, prioritizing your kids. Like, how do you keep that steady in the day to day? You know what?
It's like, is there balance, right? So sometimes, because I can ask similar questions or I can think about it for myself, like, how do you balance? It's like, I don't even know if there's a right or wrong answer. Like, yeah. I just honestly think you figure it out per season. Like, think about season, like our seasons in life, right?
Yeah.
Some seasons are slower. Some are busier. Some your kids are doing sports. Some they're not. Some you're having a crazy season at work. I don't think it looks the same for everyone.
Yeah.
I think really just instead of balance, I think that it's being intentional.
Yes.
So I think that in each season that you find yourself in, if you can say, how am I being intentional with my kids? How am I challenging myself in work? How am I, you know, taking care of myself? I think if we can ask those questions and, try our best to navigate all of those,
yeah,
then we're achieving success in some capacity. I think the thought of balancing sometimes is this idea of us walking like on a tightrope, and we have like dishes in one hand and kids and responsibilities and failures. And one misstep, we're crashing down and everything's crashing down on us. But if we can think of it as like, okay, how can we merge some of these things together? Or how can we be intentional to the best of our abilities? I think it makes it easier. I think it's hard.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's hard. I don't think anyone has it figured out.
Yeah, no. And I like to ask, because I'm just like, it's interesting to hear different perspectives, of course. And I think like, yep. I forget who said it. I wish I could remember, but might've been Emma Greedy. I've been listening to her podcast, the founder of Good American. And I feel like similar to what you just said, it's like some things gotta give, right? Like if you're giving your priority to your kids and you're bringing them to practice and you're helping them with school, like, you know, obviously you're not working on your agency or the podcast. So it's like something's always giving, but it's kind of like you said, like walking that tightrope of like, okay, how can I be intentional? So I love that you use that. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's really helpful for others to hear that are like, cause I have a lot of my friends, you know, I'm sure you have friends too. We're all in different seasons. And they're like, how are people doing all these things? Yeah, I'm like, I don't think any of us know what we're doing.
No one knows what they're doing. And I just think like that's a word for people listening is it's so easy in the day of social media where you pick up your phone and you're on TikTok, you're on Instagram, you're listening to a podcast and you think she must have it all figured out. And she must be doing it so at ease and it's coming so easy to her. And I think that that's a trap.
Yeah.
And that's a lie that we start believing. And sometimes that lie can then prohibit us from walking into what we might feel called to be doing because we think, well, we won't be able to do that. We don't have the capacity or we don't have the insight. We don't have the intellect. We don't have the experience like they do. Yes. So I'm disqualified from this. And I think that that's, like I said, I think it's a dangerous area. I think the real truth is no one knows what they are doing. It is trial and error. Think about with the podcast. Yes. It's trial and error.
Yeah.
Some interviews go better than others. Sometimes there's tech issues. Sometimes people cancel last minute and you've already prepared everything. Sometimes you feel a lack of motivation or energy in your work with your kids. And sometimes you're just like, I want to just do nothing and lay in bed. Yeah. And I'm overwhelmed with everything. So a lot of times we don't show that side. We just show this podcast is published. I've worked with this brand. Here's this pre-design. Here's my kids at their graduation and they're smiling, right? But behind the scenes, it's not a perfect picture.
It's
a struggle.
It really is. I love that you said that because that's wow. Because I've been on this journey over the last, several months. And then I finally started in the last week. I'm like, okay, I wanna stop breaking promises to myself. And I've been documenting it and I'm trying to show up honestly. But even yesterday I was thinking about it. I'm like, I'm really not telling everything. And you just made me think of that. It's so hard. It is so hard some days to get up and force yourself to do the workout or force myself to do the prep. And how do we say, I just love everything you just said because it's so true. You're seeing this highlight reel. You're seeing when I'm happy with my friends or I'm seeing my family. And it's like, I live by myself in Nashville. I'm a remote worker. You know, the day to day is really effing hard.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think then you start, and then let's just say you do decide, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go. This could be a word for either even stay-at-home moms or for younger or anybody really that maybe wants to start a business and they are scared to do it because there's a cushion from their 9 to 5, or yep. maybe they're a stay-at-home mom, but they're trying to, you know, start a side hustle, or they're like you and or me and we're doing a podcast and we don't know, is anyone going to listen to it? Mm-hmm. What happens then when you say, no, I'm going to go all in? Well, first you're met with self-doubt.
Yep.
Okay. It's not just like you go all in and you're like, yeah, like no. maybe it's a bit. You're like, oh, I'm going to do it.
I can do it. Yeah.
But it's like self-doubt. All of the thoughts and fears start coming into your mind. So then the next step is then continuously choosing to show up. It's not a one time, oh, I made this one decision to do this podcast. Really like any time or I made this one decision to start the business or I made this one decision to do this. It's a continuous choosing yourself and believing so much in what you're doing that you will not let yourself give up.
Yeah. It's
a daily choice.
Yeah.
That's the grit right there.
Yes. And I love that. Do you think it's because I've been battling it with the podcast, I'll be honest. And yeah. I'm like, I just keep coming back to my why. I'm like, it will help one person. Like, that's it. Like,
that's what a lot of people who have podcasts, like, that's what we all say. If it just helps one person,
yeah,
you know, depending on the topic of podcast, but if it just helps one person, then I've done it. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think if we do stay true to that, then it helps us when we are not failing. Like we're wanting to put the questions together or whatever it is, or writing the show notes. And there's the not so glamorous stuff. I mean, today I launched one of mine and I'm scurrying last night to like make sure I have all the show notes and the titles. And I think that so many people don't understand the work it takes to execute some things. Mm-hmm. We're using the podcast as an example, but really anything. And especially if you want it to be great, if you want it to be a great podcast, a great book, a great business, a great fill in the blank, it takes work and it takes time.
Yes. It's not just like a publish and then it's all like, it's really not. It's everything behind the scenes. And I think you touched on this before. It's the energy. It's like, I'm sure you can relate to this. I'm like, whether it's virtual or in person, like I want to show up, whatever happened the previous 9 hours or however long we've been up. I don't even know what time it is. Like, I want to show up and like give our connection the best possible chance it has and like be authentic and as best as we can and be ourselves and like show up with the best energy, you know? Yeah. And it's like, of course there's going to be days that you're like flustered showing up to a episode. Of course, yeah. That's always going to happen.
Yep.
But like, how can you show up your best? I think that's something I want to ask you too. Like showing up as your best self, I feel like is, you know, every day changes. We're not perfect, but how do you set the tone for your day? Or if you have a nightly ritual, because I've talked to people and they're like, I actually don't have a morning routine or, you know, so do you have like a way that you stay grounded and like set yourself up to take on whatever the day is going to be?
I would say 9.5 out of 10 day, like 9.5 out of 10, I always prioritize working out. So if it's like getting to the gym or going to Pilates, I do both of those now. It's like a non-negotiable, unless there's like something that like really interrupts it, like a school performance for my kids, or I'm like going somewhere or something, you know. But like on a normal day, I'm waking up and I have the same time that I go to the gym.
Yeah.
And that is like showing me like, this is me time. I'm taking care of myself. There are seasons where I'm better at waking up and getting into like a devotion or some type of reading to center myself in that way spiritually. And there's other seasons where I don't. So like, I don't want to like, I'm like, oh, every morning I wake up super early and I like read my devotional book and I journal. Like I wish, like I want to do that. But there's certain seasons where it's just not where I'm at. And so I know for sure though, I'm going to work out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to prioritize that. So that's something that I definitely hold to.
Yeah. I love that. And I will say like, I'm trying to get better at every morning, but I'm still skipping. I'm not going to tell people that I don't, but I'm getting better. I will say when cause sometimes I'll push it out to like later in the day and I'll still do something at like 4 or 5 at night. but I feel better, to your point. Like, it's so true. All anything I've like conversations I've had or like recent podcasts I've listened to, like it's something about that morning movement that it hits different.
I think it sets the stage for your whole day. But yeah. I understand that some people can't wake up in the morning and do it right away. Or maybe they work at the certain time. So I get it. And I applaud people that do actually go to the gym after a 9 to 5 or after a long, long day, because I'm drained by that time. I'm drained and I'm tired and I just want to eat dinner and go to bed or like watch a show. Yep. So I definitely give props to people that are working long hours and then still prioritize their health. I think it's a little easier for me that like I can kind of make my own schedule, or like, I can go to the gym in the morning. Like, it's a little bit more like there's a little bit more ease there.
Yeah.
But it still takes discipline still to do that.
100%.
To go do it, you know, so it's both.
You obviously have a lot of experience with branding and the Shift Creative and all of that. Is that something that, as I feel like branding is thrown around, but how did you get good at that? Do you think that's something like you have an eye for it creatively, or do you think that's something people can build on? Because I feel like personal brand and like building your brand is like something that's thrown around now.
Like actually doing the work, like the creative aspect of it is, I would say first, like how I kind of mentioned at the beginning where I was like just doing a lot of different things to see what stuck. But I do think creativity is innate. Like I think you can learn a skill and get better at a skill.
Yeah.
Right. Let's just say it was like Photoshop or something. I think, you could like keep practicing that and then get really good at that. Right. But I do think that there's a difference between being a visionary and being an executor.
Yes.
So I would consider myself a visionary. So where I can like see something and be like, no, like I have this vision, and then I will have to communicate it maybe to like a graphic designer on my team or something. And then hopefully they can execute it well. So what I have found is that it's really hard. Sometimes even saying graphic designer, that can mean so many different things, because the graphic designer can be really good at a skill, but they may not be super creative.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people think all graphic designers are creative. In my experience, I have not seen that to be true. I will be like, okay, you're good at like Photoshop or like Illustrator or whatever other program. That's cool. Like, you know, technically how to make something.
Yeah.
But there's a saying, oh, why don't we try these crazy colors and these patterns and this, and you know, and I think that that's what's made me stand out with the Shift Creative, especially when it came to in-person builds, like the photo backdrops, the sets.
I'd imagine that since you know, like what you're good at, what your strengths and weaknesses are, and I can relate to that because I'm definitely more of a visionary. I really struggle with execution, and like, I can do things, like I will push myself, but it's easier for me to like see the vision and have the idea and like have others sort of help me. So how, as a business owner and as a creator, like do you have, you know, hiring the right people, or how do you sort of play on your strengths versus weaknesses?
Yeah. I mean, the hiring of the people is the biggest struggle, because someone can present really well in an interview, but then actually doing the work and being aligned with the mission of the company is so different. And so I do feel like I struggle finding really good graphic designers, especially graphic designers, because they, like I said, are very good at executing, necessarily like just knowing like the technical, but lacking the creativity. And so maybe I'm like, listen, I want to see different colorways or something like that. I want to see, and then maybe they're just giving me like two different colorways. No, I'm like, no, like let's play around with it. Or like, I don't want to see all of these, you know, logos in pink with blue background. Let's do pink. Let's do the inverse, or let's do a yellow. If it doesn't look good, try a different color. Like play around with it. I told you pink, maybe a different tone of pink. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yes. I want more. Yeah.
Like do, you know, and I always like a part of like my culture points in the company is weird ideas win. Weird ideas win. I literally want to see you being creative.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah, because that's where like using your imagination, curiosity, like all of that, like that's where the best things come from. And it's just like, yeah I could see myself, you know, if I were a business owner one day, like that being like a pain point. Cause I'm just so like, give me all the ideas and then we'll figure it out and then we'll pick and all that. Yes. So yes. Yeah, I totally.
I definitely think, yeah, like creativity for me, it does come easy. I think when I design for myself, it's harder. Like even my podcast art, that was really hard because I was like so back and forth with like what I wanted. And I still am like, I don't know if I love it. And then like even like my house and stuff, I can like help other people design their homes just like for fun. I don't do it. People ask me to do it, but I, yeah. Just in my house, I'm like so indecisive sometimes with my things, but then with friends, I'm like, oh, for sure. You should do this color. But it's really interesting in that way as well.
I'm the same way because same with my podcast cover and everything. I'm like, oh, that probably could have been better. But then at a certain point, you're like, you just got to pick.
You get it done. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel that way. And I've alluded to this a little bit on the podcast, I think, but I'm going to be launching a clothing line this year.
Shay.
Yeah. So I'm doing like, and I would love your feedback too, but I just feel like there's so many amazing brands like with leggings and sports bras. And I'm like, we don't have any good tops. Like, where are the tops? And I'm like, I've had this idea in the last couple of years, but it's like scary and it's like executing and also like picking the name, like just,
yeah, there's going back the manufacturing.
Oh yeah. I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm like, I've been talking to this company in LA. Cause I'm like, I do want it to be US based and US made, but obviously then it's more expensive. So it's just like, again, no idea what I'm doing.
Athletic wear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want it to be like athleisure that you can wear like day to night. So like you could be picking the kids up or like leaving Pilates or going on date night and you can still wear them. So that's my thought. But like you were saying, like bringing it to life, like something that I'm doing is so much harder. Mm-hmm. It's like the indecisiveness can be paralyzing.
Exactly. It does. And sometimes it does paralyze you because there's so many different decisions. There's so much unknown that it can really, you have like, what is it called? The paralysis analysis.
Yes.
You know, part of it. And so, yeah. That's a real thing.
Yeah, it really is. And I feel like it's just one of those things that you decide and you can figure out later, eventually. Like,
and also I think giving yourself the freedom to do trial and error and say, listen, I'm going to be learning how to do this.
And like, I might be your client. Who knows?
Yeah, you should reach out to us for sure.
Yeah.
Because we would do all of your photo, video, like we would come up with the concepts and stuff. So, but no, I think it is a good idea. And there's so many people doing so many things. How many protein shake companies are there? How many makeup companies are there?
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of anything.
Yes.
So
I love that. What if we were both like, there's too many podcasts. We just won't
do it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's too many podcasts. There's too many, you know, set designers, or there's too many, like, even like lawyers.
Yeah.
They could choose anyone.
Yeah.
That's just the world we live in.
Yes.
I am under the impression that there's room for everyone.
I love that. And thank you for letting me put you on the spot there.
Yeah.
I know we have a couple minutes because I want to be mindful of your time, but I did want to get into a little bit on the dating era that we're both in our mid-30s, where we are in this place of like knowing who we are, knowing what we want. I think it's an interesting time right now.
It is. And I'm single with two kids. So it's different.
I know. But I don't know. I feel like people don't care as much. I don't care. I'm thinking of it as me if I were to date a guy that had two kids, you know?
But women are different.
Yeah.
I haven't come up against anything like where guys care, but I do think that women are generally more like caring. So like if we were to date somebody that had two kids, let's take them to ice cream and let's like, what do you need? Like, I think it's different than like a man.
Yes.
Coming in to try to like take care of kids. Like, and I don't want to say that to all men, but I just think that that's like a, can be a pattern. But yeah, I just think that dating sucks, right?
I know.
Have you ever like had a dating app and then you look at the people that like you on the app and you're like, in what worlds?
Oh, Hinge. Hinge, I haven't even re-downloaded it because I'm like, is this what I'm
and I just look at these guys, I'm like, you have so much confidence that you are gonna message me and try to match with me. I don't get it.
The audacity.
And then if you do match with somebody and it's like you chit chat, the small talk, it drives me absolutely crazy. It's
oh my God.
And then they just like stop talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, why'd you match with me?
Yeah. They don't make a plan.
Yeah. Nothing.
And it's like, it's hard because I almost envy, and I would say this to my friends, like I almost envy my friends that met their husbands in their 20s, you know, like, I don't know, because you can grow with the person. I don't know. I feel like I'm so, like, I'll admit, like, I'm probably stuck in my ways.
I'm feeling that way. I have been realizing that recently about myself, where I'm like, I like my routine. I like how my house is, how it is. I like that. I don't feel, like, pressured to, like, cook dinner. Like, and I'm divorced, so, like, you know, my kids go to, they're with me 2 days on, and then my ex has them for two, and then every other weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm out here, Betty Crocker, like, when my kids are here, like if I want to DoorDash, I'm gonna DoorDash. Like, yep. Like want to go out with a friend for dinner, I'm gonna do that. And
yeah,
in a way, it does feel kind of constricting to like be in a relationship.
I know.
I want it. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like sometimes it's nice.
It is.
You could just go on that trip.
Yeah,
you don't have to ask anybody. Like, I mean, I'm not saying you have to ask, like you do consider when you're in a relationship, yes, you consider the other person's needs. You're not just going to go wilding out, you know, without.
You definitely do. Yeah. You can't just be like I'm just going to go to Paris for the weekend, which I might do in September. You know, it's like,
that's what I'm saying. There's more freedom right now. So just go enjoy it.
I know. I deleted the apps for the summer. Are you on any of them?
No. I'm not on any. Cause I just think it's like, I don't know. I just feel like I've not had a good experience. But what's crazy is that there's so many people out there that have met their husbands on these apps. It's wild to me.
I'm like,
it takes them a long. Okay, my brother, he met his wife on Hinge. I'm like, they're like, it took a long time. You have to like go through everyone. And, you know, I'm like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't have that capacity.
I joke. I'm like, I want him to just like fall through the ceiling.
with my DoorDash. I'm like, and it's like, not the DoorDash guy, but it's like, fine, come find me.
Yeah, no, I know. I think it's like, I have a good feeling about just like people keep saying like the summer in the wild, like just going out. I think it's hard to like, I don't know if you can relate to this, but like having the courage and confidence to kind of like let the eye contact linger a little bit longer, like giving signals. Like,
that's hard. It is. I'm kind of like more like, I don't know, maybe it's like, I don't want to say it's like cockiness, but I'm like, if you want to like, come talk to me, come talk to me. And I think I have to like, not think like that anymore because it sometimes I'm like, oh, well, if you think I'm attractive or if you want to come, you should walk up to me. But like, I just feel like this day and age is different. I feel like maybe we do need to approach.
I know.
Give that smile.
Do you feel like guys approach you?
It's not very often that I feel like it's guys that I want.
I feel
like people are very intimidated. Like I feel like, and I'm very direct too. And I'm very like, I'm not like just like, hi. Like I'm that's not my personality.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm warm, but I don't know if I give off, come approach me either.
Because I asked because I've heard that too. Like you, people are intimidated. Like you have a job. I'm like, okay, these are like baseline things. Like, yeah, I am a human.
Let's just say someone did approach you or you were talking to someone casually at a random place and you do start opening up about like what you do or accomplishments. I do think that some men feel like, oh, well, like you're out of my league.
I think so, unfortunately.
But that shows their insecurity and we don't want to be with those men anyways.
100%.
Right? If someone's going to be insecure about our jobs or what we're doing or our hobbies or our goals. No, I want someone that's going to be like either having those same goals and dreams for themselves or the ability to support me in mine.
Yes. Like almost someone like your friends, right? Like you are who you're yes. surrounded by. Like I want someone that's like, oh shit, he's doing all that. Like level me up too. Like support each other. Exactly. Like,
exactly. And sometimes it's like, is that, are we going to find that, you know, and then you can kind of be like, I don't know if it's it for me. And then sometimes then you start settling for the breadcrumbs and all the other things, but
yeah,
it will come.
It will. It will. I think we're both a catch. So I think it'll happen. No, this has been awesome. I could talk to you for hours, but I want to be mindful of your time. And I think that there were a lot of key takeaways and you've been very inspiring. So thank you for sharing your story. I would love to do a part two sometime too.
Yeah,
I feel like we have a bunch to talk about.
Yeah, we can dive deep, girl. So let me know. It was a blast. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And then if you'll just let everyone know where to find you and I'll tag you in the notes, of course.
So yeah. For all your branding and installation needs, you're going to go to The Shift Creative. And then for my personal account where I do share about the podcast as well, it is Alexis N. Andra.
Yay. And she's an incredible and inspirational follow. So I recommend it. Thank you, Alexis.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.